Stargazer time. Our weekly look into what we can observe in our dark island skies and what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet. As always, we're turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips and welcoming him back now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, look out for the planet Venus as it shines brightly in the eastern sky at dawn. Also, keep your eyes peeled for Saturn in the westerly sky in the evening. This week, the moon is waning, and that means stargazing conditions will improve towards week's end.
And we have a return to a story that we have followed over the last several years here on Stargazer, and there's apparently a new update.
Yes, it's the mystery of Tabby's star. For several years now, Tabby's star has exhibited strange dimming events, meaning that as astronomers looked at the star, its brightness appeared to decrease over time. This mysterious dimming gave rise to all sorts of theories, ranging from clouds of comets to alien megastructures in orbit around the star. Recent findings, published in the Astrophysical Journal, seem to have finally produced a plausible explanation for this rather strange behavior.
And what did they find? I'm guessing it's not alien megastructures.
Well, the findings presented by a team of astronomers from around the globe indicate that what we are seeing is an enormous cloud of dust with an orbit of around 700 days.
So it's just dirt, right? How do we know this?
Well, astronomers looked at the star in the visible, ultraviolet, and infrared wavelengths and discovered a signature that indicates small particles of dust, but in a huge cloud. And it seems they are responsible for causing this dimming.
Ah, so I guess this rules out aliens, huh?
We are 99.9% sure that this isn't aliens, but what it does present is a possibility that is just as mysterious. This cloud of dust may once have been a rocky planet like the Earth, but somehow it's been completely destroyed. The source of this devastation is yet to be discovered, and it will probably be up to the next generation of telescopes to lead the way.
Well, let's hope we're all still citizens of the Earth at that time when we can learn about the story. It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you for that interesting update.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.